This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They need to feel what winning is like, and I think Ben's going to be very aggressive year one as a head coach. Nice throw for Alexander. Did he get his feet down? He did. Touchdown, Chicago. What a touch throw.
Adam Amin, Jim Miller, you heard there on the call on Fox and Bears TV. They were awesome. I wish we could get those guys in the booth for the regular season. And yeah, throw Stacey Dales in there too. She was a really, really good addition to that booth today. She's like an honorary Chicagoan and loves her some Bears, even though she's from the great up north of Canada. Stacey Dales does a fine job covering that team and in that booth for the first time today. I really, really enjoyed that call today on Fox, and that was the only touchdown that Tyson Bagent threw in his 13 of 19 today for 103 yards. He did have the one touchdown and bounced back nicely, as I talked about with Grody earlier in the show, after two ugly series to start the game. It was 2-3 and outs. There were some sacks. There were some other procedural issues in those series. It looked a lot like 2024, which left a sour taste in my mouth after the first quarter, but he bounced back nicely. Case Keenum had himself a fine day, going 8 of 10 for 80 yards, two touchdowns. We're going to hear from both of those guys and their post-game comments after a 24-24 tie with the Dolphins today to start the preseason. Robbie Maklof with you on Bears post-game, taking you right up to Cubs pre-game, which gets underway at 5:35 as they get set to take on the Cardinals in the finale and rubber match of a three-game set tonight in St. Louis, and they'll be trying to keep up with the Brewers once again after they found a way to win yet again with a Isaac Collins walk-off home run in Milwaukee today to top the Mets after the Mets led that game by as many as 5 runs as late as the fifth inning. But that doesn't seem to mean anything when facing the Brewers here of late. Like I said, we're going to hear from Tyson Bagent and Case Keenum coming up here in just a minute, but plenty of time to get your calls, your text in at 312-644-6767. If you have any thoughts, observations from preseason game number one, I want to hear them right here on Bears postgame. Brian from Gurnee dialed that number. Now he's on 670 The Score. What's up, Brian?
Hey, I just had a question. I was listening to Mark Grody about, you know, Case Keenum is going to be someone that he can learn from or whatever. But the Bears have had so many Andy Dalton, Chase Daniels, Nick Bolle, Josh McNown, Steve Walsh. I understand that you have to learn from someone, but I don't believe that if you have an older quarterback and he's not in competition with you, that what good is it? Because you're not watching him. You watch him in preseason, but you know what preseason is basically nothing. So I think they should a good competition with Bagent. I don't think he should be the starter, but always just, you know, I can do better than him. during practice, and maybe a competition is better because it hasn't worked out for the Bears with these old quarterbacks sitting back there. That's my opinion.
I appreciate the call, and I understand your opinion. I personally, I look, Grody is down there. He covers this team. He sees practice every day, and he seems to think that Tyson Bagent has, if not a lock on that number two QB spot, at least a leg up on Case Keenum for that number two QB spot. I would like to see a competition for that position and for the backup QB. And quite frankly, I think I have a little bit more faith in Case Keenum than I do Tyson Bagent. Look, a backup quarterback, if your starting quarterback suffers a serious injury 99 times out of 100, and maybe I'm overstating that a little bit, your season is done. It's a wrap. Cancel Christmas. Kiss the baby. However you want to turn it. But if Caleb Williams misses 3 or 4 games, you know, and this is a team that's in the hunt for the playoffs, if and when that should happen. And God, I hope that they are in the hunt for a playoffs. And God, I hope that Caleb Williams doesn't get injured. But let's say that's the case. And you need somebody to just keep the ship afloat for those 3 or 4 games. I think I might have more faith in Case Keenum doing that than I do Tyson Bagent. And not just because, actually having very little to do with what we saw out on the field today. It's preseason game number one. I just personally would rather hand that football over and hand that offense over to somebody who's a little bit more steady, somebody who has a little bit more experience in this league, who's seen more things, who's done more things. And there are few backup quarterbacks in this league that have seen as much as Case Keenum, both in terms of what they've seen from defenses and competition and how to read that and how to react to that, but also who's seen so many systems in this league and played for so many coaches in this league. I just think, me personally, like I said, no knock on Tyson Bagent. I'm sure he'd make a fine backup quarterback for the Bears or somebody else somewhere down the road. And maybe even he has a run as a starting quarterback in this league in him at some point in time as he learns more and develops more. But if the Bears find themselves in that position, in that situation, where they need a quarterback to keep the ship afloat and keep playoff hopes alive for a 3 or 4 game stretch, I think I'm more confident in Case Keenum going out there and doing it. And I felt better about Case Keenum out there on the field today than I did Tyson Bagent. I just thought the offense was more fluid, more functional, just looked better when Case Keenum was out there, and not just their individual numbers, as Bagent goes 13 of 19 for 103, a touchdown and an interception, and Case Keenum 8 of 10 for 80 yards and 2 touchdowns and no interception. Just like I said, the track record, the experience, everything else that goes with it, I think I'd rather see Case Keenum as a number two QB than I would Tyson Bagent. And hey, Maybe somebody out there really likes what they see from Tyson Bagent, and they want to give you a fourth round pick for him. I would entertain that, or a third round pick for him. I'd entertain that if I'm the Bears. I would, and I know he's a big fan favorite. I know a lot of people don't like hearing what I'm saying right now, and his dad's a lot of fun and will arm wrestle you in a bar. I get it. I understand. He's a likable dude, and he flashes some things that you would like to see from a quarterback. But as far as somebody who's steady, who you know what you're going to get from him, who knows what he's going to see, nothing is really going to surprise him as a quarterback in this league, I think I like Case Keenum a little bit more than I like Tyson Bagent. Call me crazy. Call me crazy. Wouldn't be the first time. But let's hear from both of those guys. Case Keenum and Tyson Bagent spoke after the game today. Let's Tyler, which one should we go to first? You know what? He played first, so why don't we go to Tyson Bagent first? Let's hear what he had to say after going 13 of 19 for 103, a touchdown and an interception. Here's Tyson Bagent after the 24-24 tie to start the preseason with the Dolphins.
What's the message that Ben had for you guys before the game?
You know, the game that they get, well, really what stuck out to me, you know, the game doesn't count, but the game matters. And so I thought that was a good way to put it. Nobody's, you know, hurting themselves over this game, you know, especially being a tie or losing or anything like that. But yeah, it's of extreme importance to a lot of people. So go out there, execute, play within our rules. Don't try to do anything that we haven't done since we've been here at through camp, and just obviously play as hard as you can.
What's impressed you about Monaga?
He's very downhill. Very downhill. Rarely does the first guy tackle him, and he's always falling forward. So that coupled with the ball security, I think it's really kind of most of what you would want from a running back.
What's the experience like being the starting quarterback for Ben Johnson, having him in your ear, having him call the game, giving you feedback on the sideline?
Yeah, I think it's a dream come true. I think he is somebody, obviously, that is a kind of a mastermind offensively right now with where we're at in the NFL. So having someone like that teaching you more of the game, especially in year three, has been amazing. But it was very efficient. You know, he didn't waver, he didn't stutter, he didn't hesitate. He called his game, and I thought it was great.
On the touchdown pass, the TV camera showed him talking and probably saying more than just the play to you. Do you remember what he said?
I can't remember exactly what he said, but even if I did, probably can't say it here.
Might have had an expletive or two.
Oh yeah. Probably something like, "Hey, we're going for it." Throw in a couple filler words there.
Tyson, on the touchdown drive, you also had a 3rd-and-15 conversion to Luther. That play obviously kept that thing going. You remember that play? Right.
Yeah, absolutely. They played Luther one-on-one, a lot of space out there, and he kind of had his own. He had a two-way option route, so thought he did a good job getting to the top of stem, obviously making the catch and getting the first down. I thought that was good by him.
And then when you get the ball back with 6 seconds to go in the half, it's obviously a good situational work there. But what's the key? I mean, you don't have any time to spare there. You guys got that done.
Talking about the very last one or the 2 minutes? Yeah. Yeah, it was a heads-up play by him. Got him the ball in space. He's able to race out of there, get out of bounds with 1 second to go. And then you got to see how much stronger Cairo got in the offseason. So I thought that was huge.
There's Tyson Bajan after the tie today talking about his performance in the 24-24 tie with the Dolphins to start the preseason. And we heard Ben Johnson earlier. He said he didn't remember what he said to Tyson Bajan in the animated conversation that he had with him before that touchdown pass. Going for it on fourth down, by the way, to get that touchdown pass. And Tyson Bajan said, yeah, I don't really remember what he said either. They both just remember that there were expletives involved. That's all that they remember. And I do have to say that he showed some nice touch and maybe even some touch, and maybe I just have a bad memory, but maybe a touch that we haven't seen from Tyson Bajan, at least not that much, on that touchdown pass that he made. Talked about Kyle Manungai and his performance in that game, going six carries for 30 yards. That's 5 yards a carry if you're not a mathematician, and saying the thing that stood out to him was he was very downhill in the style with which he ran, and that was something that I noticed too. He does not hesitate. He gets that ball and he moves forward and he runs downhill, and that's something that I don't know that you can really necessarily teach. I feel like that's instinct on some level, and I do think Kyle Manungai had a very strong showing in his NFL debut today in that preseason 24-24 tie. And talking about the two passes that he completed to Luther Burden, one that 15-yard pass that got him the first down, and we heard Grody earlier saying that when he talked with Luther Burden, asked him what he saw on that play, and Luther Burden said the sticks. That's what he saw. He saw the sticks, and he knew he had to get past them. And also, really some nifty route running on the other play that you heard Tyson Bajan talking about there, which was the out pass that he caught to get out of bounds and put them in position to get that 57-yard field goal from Cairo Santos to close out the half and get them within 4 points, and that's a very, very positive thing when you're talking about just situational football and everybody knowing what they need to do, from Tyson Bajan to the offensive line getting him the time to make that throw, to Luther Burden knowing he has to get that ball and get out of bounds as quick as possible to give them a chance to put 3 more points up on the board before the half half is up. So that was a very strong play, and I think something that was encouraging. And now Tyson Bagent is not going to be the guy throwing that ball in the regular season. You hope that Caleb Williams takes all the snaps again this year, but the fact that the Bears can execute that when they need to at the order of Ben Johnson, I think was a really, really positive sign. And all in all, a positive day for Tyson Bagent out there on the field. Again, going 13 of 19 for 103, one touchdown and one interception, and really bouncing back nicely after a rough start on those first two drives and a rough first quarter overall. Case Keenum came in the second half of that game and showed himself well also, going 8 for 10 for 80 yards and two touchdowns. The veteran QB talked about that performance and this game afterwards. Here's a little bit of Case Keenum after the preseason opener.
Is the touchdown pass to Jaude, walk us through that play, the ball, the catch, all of it.
Yeah, had a mirrored concept there, and you know, I really trust Jaude in the short time I've gotten to know him. I thought he played really well today. Man, he got a great release off the line, and I just had to give him a chance. And then he's quite the dancer as well. So I was about to join in, and I didn't realize what was going on. So I thought he did a great job pre and post catch there.
Do you appreciate that level of exuberance for him?
Oh my gosh, man! Yeah, it's kind of funny to be playing, you know, with the age of some of those guys out there in their first NFL games. But I enjoy that as much as any game I've ever played. You know, I know it's preseason, but man, throwing touchdowns and celebrating with your teammates, that's what it's all about. It's so fun. I was so proud of him. You know, all those guys out there that I was playing with. So I thought those guys battled well and put some good stuff on tape. And, you know, it was a lot of fun to play.
You danced a little bit after you threw the other touchdown pass. So.
Yeah, I don't really know what I did there. I was glad I didn't have to try to run anybody over. I'm glad my man made a great catch there on that one.
We heard the kind of Ben's message before was this game may not count, but it sure as hell matters. How would you describe his message to everybody before and kind of the tone he was setting in his first?
Yeah, he quoted some guy, John Elway, on that one. It's competition, you know, and I think that's what this locker room is about, is competing, whether with ourselves, you know, with our position group, and obviously with the other team. And there was some great competition out there today, and I think it showed, you know, in the heat. Man, I had a coach tell me a quote of an old ball coach that I had: the heat is a crippling thing, you know, and there's a little hot out there and temperature wise, but you know, you start putting the heat on boys and you can see if they're crippled or not, you know, if they respond.
So Elway's the one who said, who came up with that?
No, that was my old football coach in high school.
This may not count, but it matters.
Yeah, you can look that up.
Case, I know you're not watching.
It's a Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott, Case Keenum quote.
I know you're not watching offensive line play as the play is formulated, but having Ozzie over there at left tackle and just working with him throughout the summer, what's it been like kind of watching him grow and seeing him?
Yeah, I honestly, like, looking up, I think I played into the fourth quarter, but, you know, seeing those guys that I was out there with, I was like, okay, feel better now, you know. Like, I mean, sometimes end of preseason games, there's guys that have been hurt or pulled or you know, and there's guys playing different positions. But having Ozzie, I literally looked at him as like left side, and it gave me a good sense. So that's a good feeling as a quarterback, you know, when you have your left tackle that you feel really good about.
It's very end of the first half, you guys stole 3 points really at the end there. What's the significance of that, just situationally, of getting that down and getting some success and on the stage today?
Yeah, I think preseason, the situational stuff is a little bit different, just, you know, because there's some situations maybe you punt when you don't normally do or go for fourth. I mean, you could see that happening towards the end of the game. But, with 6 seconds left to be able to get a completion and get – the ball out of bounds, I thought Tyson did a really heads up job, and Luther getting out of bounds when he did. We got to work on our clock, home field clock guy, you know. Yeah, I mean, you'd think they'd stop it more on two than on zero. They did it twice, I think. So and then Cairo making that kick was awesome. I mean, that was, I mean, it was piercing into that wind. So he did a great job.
Mm-hmm. very praiseworthy of Tyson since you got here. Mm-hmm. What did you see out of him today in the prepare?
Yeah, I really, really liked how he responded to, you know, not the start that we wanted. You know, whether it was, you know, high pass here or being backed up and, you know, protection issue, whatever it was. There's just a lot of things that go on a football game, and you plan, you have a first 15 and openers, you know, that you have that you want the game to start and go that way. But when it doesn't, you know, it's how do you react? How do you respond? And he responded. He stayed the course. He wasn't, you know, wasn't freaking out. He wasn't down on himself. He just stayed the course. And I really, really thought that was really, really good of him.
For all of you, as quarterbacks in your room, how have you as a group handled the continued development of this offense and installing this scheme?
How is who?
As a quarterback group, how do you feel like you as a group have handled the installation and development of this offense?
Yeah, I think it's been challenging. You know, Ben's office isn't simple or easy. It's tough on the quarterback. There's a lot of checks and multiple plays called in the huddle. So every day you come in and you're challenged, and every game you're going to be challenged. So I think we've responded. I think it's this game of they give us more, we catch up, and then they challenge us again. And, you know, it's just we keep building, and we keep building that reputation, that chemistry, that trust, that bond to where we're starting to see the game through the coach's eyes, through, you know, Ben ultimately, and then Deck and Press and JT, and how they see the game and how they want us to operate. And then being ourselves with the Bears, I think, is important too. We're all a little bit different. We all play the game differently, but being ourselves within, you know, the system that they're creating.
There are a lot of guys who played in the NFL who at your age aren't doing it anymore. What's your level of appreciation just being out there? You said earlier you have as much fun today as you have playing football.
Yeah, I mean, my kids are here, you know, watching me play. I mean, how awesome is that? You know, hopefully they'll remember Dad throwing two touchdowns at Soldier Field. You know, like I don't have to like, tell them about it. You know, well, your dad used to be. You know, so. Of course, all they care about the passes. I'm going to throw them here tonight at the house.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
There's Case Keenum after the Bears 24-24 tie with the Dolphins to start the preseason, and he personally going 8 of 10 for 80 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, a QB rating of 139.6, and that's just a dude who gets it, man, who has some real perspective both on the game, you know, on the field stuff and the off the field stuff, as you heard him talking at the end there about his kids being old enough to watch him play and understand it and remember it and to be excited about it. And that's pretty cool for that guy. Again, I think the Bears are okay at backup quarterback no matter which way they go. And if you heard Grody earlier, who joined me, he thinks Tyson Bagent has a pretty secure lock on that number two QB spot. And Grody might be right. He probably is. He covers his team and he's very good at it. But I wouldn't mind seeing Case Keenum get that number two spot behind Caleb Williams. And hopefully we never need to see, no disrespect, either of those guys out on the field throughout the course of this season. Got some tweets and some texts about the quarterback position while we were listening to Case Keenum there. This from the 773. Problem is the best QB on the team now is Case Keenum. That's wrong. You're wrong about that. Whoever tweeted that out, you are 100% wrong about that. This from the 224. That's the great performance psychology wisdom elder right there. Yeah, man, that guy, the sports psychology of it all, I think Case Keenum probably has a better handle on than Tyson Bagent just through experience, just based on experience. This text came in earlier in the show when I said quarterbacks don't really reach their full potential or have their the league figured out till, you know, 2 or 3 years in. This from the 815. Rami's saying it takes a couple of years to have a QB quote unquote figure it out. Justin Herbert wasn't supposed to be a starter, and he did in week two, threw for over 4,000 yards and 30 TDs. Justin Herbert is a unique specimen at the quarterback position, and I know other guys have too. Jaden Daniels last year and Tyler, help me out. I'm for some reason drawing a blank on the Houston quarterback who had that amazing rookie year a couple years ago. Thank you, CJ Stroud. So, yeah, man, there are guys who figure it out quicker than that, but most guys don't. And not to say they can't do some special things and have solid or good seasons, but you don't really have it figured out, and you're not really your final form as a QB, I don't think, until at least 2 or 3 seasons under your belt. It's the hardest position to play in professional sports. We had Rocky tweet into the show earlier today saying that he's giving Caleb and that offense till about mid-season to figure things out. I said, I don't know if we have time for all that. He says, to be clear, I've learned to judge the league in general till about half the season, and even then, there are surprises. The main thing I'm looking for in Caleb, as with all QBs, is he can, quote, see the field. Recognize the defense. Know where all your options are. That's what the greats have. Great athletes are not always great NFL quarterbacks. And that's a good point by Rocky. The thing that we've heard about Caleb Williams more than anything else that he needs to work on is his processing. The talent is there. The arm talent, the touch, the arm strength, the athleticism to get out and run, he has all that. It's the processing of playing quarterback that Caleb Williams still needs to figure out. That's going to about do it for me here on the show. Cubs baseball coming up, but they are in a rain delay in St. Louis. It's coming down hard out there. They have flooding in the clubhouses, and they're getting the field all squeegeed and dried off. So might be a minute, but one way or another, they are going to try and get some baseball played out there in St. Louis tonight in the rubber match of that 3-game set. Zach Zaidman's going to be coming up with the pregame here shortly. In the meantime, for Tyler Farengel, Rami Makhlouf, saying thanks to Mark Grody for joining us. Thanks to all of you for listening and contributing to Bears post-game talk right here on Chicago's Sports Radio 670. The Score. We'll talk to you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.